Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Freeman.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday. We are here at Georgia Tech. Okay, Friel, get out of the mud. Okay, just Todd, come in from out of the rain. It's like, oh, good, this dude is walking this way. Oh, I was watching you before. Young man, can I talk to you while you're walking that way?
You know what I'm talking? You can talk while I'm walking, yeah.
All right, dude, the haircut. What's up with the mohawk?
Well, not the mohawk.
Why?
It's freaking awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome.
You kind of got curly hair.
I do got curly hair. That's why it's more awesome. Is I don't have to put gel in or anything. I just kind of can feather it, and it's good to go.
Is it? So this is the do that you're styling with?
I'm styling it for now.
Uh-huh.
I got it for homecoming.
I figured as much.
And I'm keeping it through my fraternity's chartering date, which is in mid-November.
Aha. So it's a fraternity. What's the fraternity?
Sigma Pi.
And what type of fraternity is it?
It's a social fraternity.
It's a what?
Social.
What does that mean?
It's not like a honorary professional. It's just guys who have common interests, hang out together.
Right. Is it a party fraternity?
Not so much. We do have parties. It's not like that emphasis so much, but...
It's not like Animal House.
It's not like Animal House at all.
You know Animal House?
I don't know. Who doesn't know Animal House?
Well, I don't know what they're teaching the kids these days. You understand history.
Movie. I don't want to... I'm a film buff. I like
okay,
movies.
That's different. Okay, yeah. So what are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Material science and engineering.
Material science meaning?
Materials and how to, like, react when put in certain situations.
Keep going. Help me out with that.
I'm only a freshman.
That's all right. Well, you've got to have what do you want to do with material science?
Hopefully something with NASA, like helping develop materials or going to, like, building the new space shuttles and all that.
Is that right? Who's Werner von Braun?
Beats me.
Dude. Okay, I got a movie for you to watch. October Sky.
October Sky.
And you'll learn. It's a movie. You'll like it.
All right.
Real clean, real sweet family film, okay. If you're into that type of thing.
I am.
And you'll learn about Werner von Braun.
All right.
He's like one of the famous guys who really helped us get into outer space.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you want to go there? What do you want to do there?
In outer space?
Yeah.
Experiments. Mess around. I mean, zero gravity has got to be awesome. Beats regular gravity.
So you want to go out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dude, so here's what I'm noticing with NASA. You tell me if you think I'm right. I think they keep... Where are you going, by the way?
I'm going way down there.
All right, so here's what... Can we go this way?
Absolutely.
Do you mind?
No, absolutely.
The NASA program these days seems determined to try to get out there to figure out how we evolved.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I had noticed that, and it's kind of weird. I mean, you can't just accept that we're here. I'm not personally evolution or creationism. I just feel like it's really a combination of the two. But NASA, being scientists, probably more bent on figuring out that it is evolution
mm-hmm.
than creationism.
So you're kind of a creationist.
I am, but as a loose creationism.
Who do you think the creator is?
God.
Who do you think God is?
I don't know. He's like an entity, almost. I do believe there's a physical God out there. I mean, somewhere in the universe.
Uh-huh.
So I believe there is actually a physical God who can gather materials, like ions and all that, and send them to places, and with that, they can form life forms.
Uh-huh. So does this God of yours have a name? Are you a religious guy?
Not particularly, but I just call him God.
Just God?
Yeah.
So where could I learn about this God? Is there a book? Are you a Christian? Bible, Quran, any of that stuff?
Combination. I also like to read religious doctrines.
But you're not a Christian?
No.
How come?
I don't know, just... My mom's Jewish, my dad's Christian. They never really forced religion upon me.
Uh-huh.
I just read the doctrines because I find the old stories interesting.
Okay. So what is the story of Christianity? What does that teach, based on what you've researched?
It's just be a good person, do good unto others, and good stuff will happen to you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like karma, almost, if you will.
It is not.
I think so. I do believe if you
I've
do
read
good
the
stuff,
Bible. It doesn't say that.
It good. It's like an interpretation almost. Like, you do good stuff to other people, and they're going to want to return the favor, and then you're going to have good things coming your way, which is karma.
Mm-mm. That's not what it teaches. Young man, I beg to differ. Okay.
I haven't read it that closely, apparently.
All right, let me tell you what I think it's about, okay? Right. Here we go. You ready for this? It's going to be a little tricky. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is worse than a hazing, potentially. Okay. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Right. I admit that sometimes I don't make the right decisions.
All right. Have you ever told lies in your life?
Yes.
How many do you think?
Too many to count.
All right. A lot of them.
I'm a compulsive liar.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me now?
Nope.
About being a compulsive liar?
I'm
How would somebody
lying.
Know? You know, think about that for a second.
Oh, believe me, it's interesting. Because when I tell people that, they're like, are you lying about that right now? I'm like, no.
I'm not the first. How many things have you stolen in your life?
None.
Don't lie to me.
I've never stolen a thing in my life.
All right, let's try this one. Lusting. How's about that?
Not really.
Dude.
I mean, we're at Georgia Tech. Where's my chance to lust around here?
I don't know. Have you is the question.
That's not fair. No, I'm serious.
You're a guy, right?
Yes,
and you're telling me
person
you
in high
have
school.
Never had an impure thought. Oh, now I know you're lying to me.
An impure thought that I've had.
Yeah, huh? Okay, and I want to ask about anything else further, right. Like maybe pornography, looking at dirty pictures, any of that stuff.
All right.
Okay, so what do we have, two strikes right now?
Yeah.
Toward being a not good person?
Yeah.
Okay, how's about honoring your parents? Do you always do everything you were told as a kid?
Yes.
Dude, cut it out.
I am. I'm serious. They were, what? They've threatened to beat me before. And
why would they threaten to beat you? Because you were naughty.
I wasn't naughty. I just...
Didn't do what you were told.
I was bending the rules a little bit.
Okay. So, hey. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Boy, I wish we could chat. I'll see you again, okay?
Bye.
I remember that, dude.
Well,
nice young man. Okay. So, you were like every other kid.
Yeah.
And you didn't do everything you were told, Johnny, on the spot, right?
Of course not.
All right. So here's the question. Christianity, remember that's what we're talking about. Let's say you die. God judges you. Every thought, every word, every deed. Mm-hmm. Innocent or guilty?
Overall, innocent, but I do make some guilty. There's some guilt in there.
Okay, but it's not an overall kind of
thing. It's not overall guilt.
But if you break a law, then you are guilty, period.
If you break a law, like, numerous times, you break a law once.
You're guilty.
Per se. You're guilty of that law, but I don't think overall, in the grand scheme of things,
well, sure
you're guilty.
You are. Like, for instance, if a guy rapes somebody, he's a rapist. He's a criminal.
Yes.
If you tell a lie, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Steal something, you're a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Lust, you're an adulterer at heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be guilty.
All right.
Okay, heaven or hell? Mm. What would God do with you?
With me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good thing to think about. I'd probably say heaven right now, because I'm not that awful of a person. I mean, it's little things, but they add up. So it might be hell. I don't know.
But if the judge disagreed and he thought they were big things, you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's what matters. It doesn't matter what the criminal thinks. The question is, what does the judge think?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So the Bible says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire for lying, because it's a big deal to God.
Yep.
All right. So, dude, it doesn't sound good for you.
No, it doesn't.
All right, we were talking about what Christianity is, right? You kind of said it's kind of a karma, do good, and it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I don't think that's what it is. All right, before you go into your building, real quick, you've heard this somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
God should give you hell. What has he done so that you can have your sins forgiven? Because this is what Christianity is about.
Jesus dying for the sins.
It's about grace. That's what Christianity is about. It's not doing good. We've done bad. We should get punished by God.
Right.
But he died to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll repent, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
It means feel bad about it. Be sorry.
That's part of it, yeah. And turn from your sins.
Yes.
Okay? You don't become perfect, but you turn from your sins with a new attitude. And you put your trust in Jesus and in him alone.
All right.
The Bible says you do that because he was punished on a cross on your behalf.
Right.
It's like your badness. You're the criminal. It got put on the innocent man. He got punished on your behalf, and all of his goodness can be credited to your account.
Okay.
So that you can be seen as perfect by God because of what Jesus did for you.
Okay.
That's what Christianity is about.
All right.
Not karma. That's kind of like Buddhism and Hinduism and stuff. And there's some rules that, you know, typically if you behave, life goes better. But that's not karma because God's in control of everything.
Right.
Okay, so my question for you is, have you done that? Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus?
Not that I can remember. I was like 2 years old when it happened.
Yeah. But if you ever have been, you remember it, because it's like, whoa, that was like a big deal. Same thing is true with getting saved by God. It's kind of a big deal when you die to yourself and he makes you alive and he changes your attitude and your heart and your desire.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you start liking the things that you never used to like before, like other Christians, reading the Bible. and the sins that you used to love, suddenly I don't want those anymore because he died to save me. It's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. So I don't know if you're like right with God or not, but something to ponder because 18, yeah. You're a young man and you're thinking these things through, I'm guessing. Yeah. Like, what am I believing? Because you don't believe what your parents believe.
Right.
It doesn't make you that. You have to think it through yourself. So what you just heard is the gospel.
Okay.
I can't club you and make you one.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to chase you into your dorm here. Just think about it, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because, dude, I don't want you to go to hell.
Neither do I.
And God doesn't want that either.
All right.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So the offer is open to you, repentance and faith. You got a Bible?
No.
You got one online, though?
My roommate has a Bible, though.
Rock on. Grab that bad boy. Open it up and read the Gospel of John.
Okay.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, all right. Dude. I'm glad you had a mohawk so we can chat. All right, man. So how are you going to get into your little fraternity deal? Is it going to happen?
Yeah, it's already happened.
But you live in a dorm. This isn't a frat.
I'm a freshman. I'm not allowed to live in the house yet. We don't have one anyway, so.
They don't let you live in the house yet till you're what year?
We don't have a house. We're chartering. We're becoming an official fraternity.
Ah, you're doing it yourselves. All right, man. All right,
Father.
Hey, thanks for the chat.
Thanks, man.
See you. Goodbye. So that's witnessing. Sometimes you're going to get some crabby guys. Sometimes you're going to get some older guys. We'll see what kind of guys we get next. We're at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday, and this is Wretched Radio.
Ask most Christians what they know about hermeneutics, and you'll likely get, Herman who? That sounds like somebody's uncle. Is that the guy that always comes and just stays quiet in the back of the small group? Hermeneutics is actually the art and science of interpreting scripture. And if you don't know how to do it rightly, you're going to read the Bible wrongly. Herman Who, it is streaming right now for free on Fortis Plus. Download the app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke? Or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. We've brought together a team of fellows, people like Tim Challies, Dr. Jason Lyle, Dr. Andrew Walker, Dr. Greg Gifford, Pastor Brad Bigney, Todd Friel, Dr. John Krotz, Libby Clausen, Dr. Adam Tyson, and they're all committed to teaching the word without apology. And the reason that we've been able to bring voices like this together in one place is because of our gospel partners. Just go to FortisInstitute.org right now. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. You know, you can love the Lord with absolutely everything in you and still go mute when somebody asks you, how do you even know the Bible is true? You feel the answer deep down. You just can't put it into words. And Dr. Jason Lyle has spent his entire career studying the universe. And in his new series, Irrefutable Proof of Creation, he asks the hard questions about God and turns doubt into confidence. Irrefutable Proof of Creation is streaming right now on Fortis Plus, with new episodes dropping every week. Trust the science. You've heard it a million times, usually right before someone uses it to shut a conversation down instead of open one up. But science is a tool. It's not a judge. And like any tool, it depends on who's holding it and what they already believe. That's where In the Beginning with Dr. Jason Lyle comes in. He's a PhD astrophysicist. He'll teach you to read the science headlines without getting played. New episodes of In the Beginning are dropped every single Wednesday on every single podcast platform in existence or at fortisplus.org.
Know your church fathers. Polycarp was a disciple of the Apostle John and the Bishop of Smyrna. He was a staunch defender of orthodoxy, combating the Gnostic heresies. Before his death as a martyr, Polycarp proclaimed, 86 years I have served Christ, and he has done me no evil. How could I curse my king who saved me? This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Young man, hold on. While you're walking at your slow galloping pace, which is just my style, could I talk to you on the radio while you're walking?
What for?
I want to ask you some questions about you.
Sure.
And I got a big surprise for you, and if you don't like it, you can punch me in the nose and walk away. All right?
All right.
Dude, how tall are you?
6'6".
Six? No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Dude. No, because I think I'm taller than you, and I'm not 6'6". No, wait a second. Stand up straight. Oh, maybe you are taller than me.
I don't know. Can't really tell. Maybe
the spiky hair?
Might be the hair.
Yeah, could be. All right. What are you studying here at Georgia Tech?
Mechanical engineering.
So you want to be, let me guess, a mechanical engineer?
Good guess. That's pretty good.
Pretty sharp, aren't I? How old are you?
19.
19 years old. You come from where?
Brazil.
Really?
Yes.
You speak English well.
Well, I've been here for about 5 years now, so...
But you grew up speaking Spanish, or is it Brazilian? Is there a difference?
It's Portuguese, but I grew up in a Spanish-speaking country, so...
So you are a Spanish speaker?
Yes, sir.
You have no accent.
Thank you.
Not that I would care if you did, but I'm just saying, you've done well with that. Which language is easier?
By now, I'd say English, because missed out on Spanish for a long time, so I don't get to practice.
But technically,
much.
Which one is easier to learn, to speak?
Oh, to learn and speak? I would say English.
Here's the rule that I've heard. English is the easiest language to learn. It's the hardest language to learn how to speak well.
That could be true, yeah.
Because the grammar is not very Greek
Spanish
or Latin. It's
real too many variations to all the words, and it's a lot of memorizing, a lot of things.
Sure
things
is.
That change.
All right, now, in Brazil, it is Roman Catholic, correct?
Yeah.
Are you Roman Catholic?
Yes.
Good. Tell me why I should be a Roman Catholic.
I don't know. I mean, it's all your choice. I'm not going to try to convince you.
No, I want you to. Please.
I have no idea. I could not tell you. I mean, I haven't been to church in a while, but that's just how I was raised. I don't really know the beliefs and everything.
So do you think you are really a Roman Catholic?
I am just by my parents. I'm not really, I mean...
I'm not trying to be sarcastic. What's your dad do for a living?
He's a Spanish teacher.
Are you a Spanish teacher?
No.
So are you sure you're Roman Catholic?
Yes.
Okay, so... But you don't know why a guy like me should become a guy like you.
I don't.
Other than we could be on the Catholic volleyball team together and clean up.
If they have one, yeah.
If they have one. All right. So you don't have an understanding of the basic beliefs of Roman Catholicism.
No. I mean, I do.
How does a guy like you get to heaven?
Doing good.
Have you been doing good?
I believe I have.
Have you been doing bad?
Every once in a while.
How often?
I don't know.
Okay. Should God reward you and send you to heaven, or should he punish you and send you to hell?
Reward.
You sure?
Yeah.
What about the laws you've broken?
I mean, God always says forgiveness. He can forgive everyone if he forgives you.
Yeah, that's right. There's something there about forgiveness. But let's get to that in just a second. If you're guilty, what should he do with you? The right thing for a just judge to do with a guilty criminal is...
Send him to jail.
Send him to jail. In this case, it would be to send him to hell,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, the forgiveness part. Where does that fit into this picture here? How does that work?
It's just not the same as... You can't really consider it the same as a justice system because they don't really forgive. I mean, they go by the facts. If you're guilty, you're guilty. You go to jail. If you're innocent, you don't. But by what... You know, religion says God will forgive you if you repent. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty. I mean, if you have deep in your heart, you really repent, he will forgive you.
Yeah. Okay, but here's in hearing you say that, there's a problem, though. If God just says you're forgiven because you say you're really, really sorry, that isn't justice.
It's not just saying you're really, really sorry. You have to, it's from deep inside, you have to mean it, not just... Be like, oh, I'm sorry I did this. It's like you do bad your whole life and wait till the moment before you die and then just say you're sorry. That doesn't
right.
work like that.
But here's what I'm still confused about, though. The whole issue of justice. What about the bad stuff that you've done? How does that get compensated for?
I mean, just erase it.
Just
I mean,
it's gone.
If the president has the power to do that, erase everyone's record. I mean, the president, I don't know how many years he gets to forgive those people for everything, whatever they did. I'm pretty sure God has a greater power than that.
Let's try this one, all right? And we'll let you scoot, all right?
All right.
Let's try this one. Let's say you're a guilty guy. You're standing in the courtroom of God's justice, and he knows the books. Okay, they're wide open. He knows everything you've done in secret, every deed done in darkness, every thought, everything you've failed to do. The gavel's coming down, and you're guilty, and he should punish you. But if somebody steps into the courtroom and says, "Judge, I love that man, and I will take the punishment that he deserves," the judge could commute your sentence to that man, and you could be set free because he took the punishment for you. And justice then could be satisfied, and the judge can show mercy to you based on what that man did for you.
I don't know. I don't think that would work out. I don't think that's fair.
But it's not fair for that guy.
Yeah.
But it's good news for you if you're the criminal, right?
Yeah.
That's the gospel, dude. That's what the Bible teaches, right? Isn't that the good news of the gospel?
I'm not sure.
You're the criminal. Jesus is the God-man who loves you, who took the punishment, the wrath of the Father, on your behalf by dying on a cross for you so that your court case can be dismissed. You've broken God's laws, but Jesus paid your fine so that you can go to heaven, not because you're a good guy, because you're not. You're like the rest of us. You're a bad guy. But you can be forgiven by a very good God because of what he did. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Have you ever heard that before?
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So here's the last question. If forgiveness is available for you so that you don't have to go to hell, you can have your slate wiped clean and be adopted as God's child and brought into a right relationship with the God who is presently angry at you. You used the word repentance a minute or two ago. What does that mean?
Means deep inside, not just saying the words, but you are really truly sorry for everything, all the bad things, breaking the commandments, everything that you have done.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And a turning from your sins. It's not that you become perfect, but you just, I don't want that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I want to go in his direction, not mine. There's one other thing you need to do to be saved. Repent and trust. It's repentance and faith, kind of two sides of the same coin. You turn from your sins and you put your trust in Jesus, your fine payer. That's how you get your sins forgiven. You don't earn your way to heaven. It's been earned for you. And that way, he gets the credit for being a good God, for saving a bad guy like you. That's the gospel. Okay, so I'm going to scoot. Have you done that? Have you repented and put your trust in the Savior?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
I mean, when I was a young kid. When I was still, you know, going to church, all that. And school, I went to a Catholic school. I was raised Catholic, so I went to a Catholic school. It's just, I mean, tell you the truth, with school and everything, you don't really get a chance to go back to the old ways and go to church and be, you know, do all the good things that you used to do. So
right, okay. So I'm not your judge. I don't send people to hell or send them to heaven. Okay, my last question. Tricky
yeah.
word. I know. Is Jesus precious to you?
Yes.
All right, dude. See ya. Thanks for your chat. See ya, man. Goodbye. If he is, then why isn't he living that way? Please do the same. Don't be deceived. It should fall right out of your mouth if somebody says to you, "What's going to happen to you when you die?" Oh, it should just be so easy because it was so extraordinary when it happened. We've said it before, we'll say it again. Do you need to know the moment, the second that this happened when you got born again? No, not the moment or the second. But you should be able to look back in your life sometime and say, you know, I remember that season. I used to be living like that. Then God changed my heart, and now I'm living like this. I have new affections. If you will, there's three components, three parts of salvation. Because people can outwardly reform themselves. They can make themselves look good. Well, that doesn't mean you're saved. Now, if you're saved, that will happen. An outward difference. You are living a different lifestyle. But there's more. Two parts, really. There needs to be a heart change. The
the inward affections, not just behaving a certain way so that people will think a certain thing, but because you want to, because you love this God who saved you. But that's not all there is to it either, because if you believe that Barney the dinosaur is the God, then you are without hope because you don't believe in the true God. So your theology needs to be straight too. You need to believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the fully God, fully man, Savior of the world. Not a Jehovah's Witness version, not a Mormon version, only the Jesus of the Bible, fully God, fully man. You've got to have a different lifestyle to prove you're a Christian. But that doesn't make you a Christian. You've got to have a different heart that proves you're a Christian. But that doesn't make you a Christian either. If your theology isn't right, please examine yourself. Don't show up on Judgment Day and hear the final sentence, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." It will chill you to the bones before you get thrown right into the flames, and there is no going back. So examine yourself today. Repent and put your trust in Him today. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.